Frank and Eddie, the XCU Morning Crew. Okay, so I'm looking at this, and I just, first of all, explain to everybody what you're showing
me. No, because this is where we're going to start. Okay. So on Monday, I told you we were talking about Leonard and all the schoolwork that he had to do while he was on vacation.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys were making fun of me, ripping on me, for making my kids do work while on vacation.
That's only a once-in-a-lifetime experience, of course.
Okay, it's not. Anyway, so, you know, so he got all of his homework done, which is great. And I applaud our teacher for getting it to me early enough so that we were able to get it all done while we were away.
Sure.
But then he comes home from school on Monday with a packet from every day of the schoolwork that he missed while he was not in school. So we got the homework done, but now we have to do the 8 hours of schoolwork.
A week's worth of schoolwork.
Yes, on top of the homework that he already has scheduled for this week, which happens to be the week before Halloween, which happens to be the week before the big Saints project that they have. So part of the, because for Halloween, you know, because my kids goes to Catholic school, they make themselves into a saint. So we had to make this paper doll, which is due today. So last night he did last Tuesday's schoolwork after he got home from school.
Okay.
And he had to do his homework that's due for the,
this poor
week.
Little guy, man.
And then, right. So I was like, okay, well, we also have this thing to make. I'm doing it right now. So I was up late last night making Leonard into St. Michael the Archangel.
You're completely
freaking
out about
this. Who's not
really
a saint, by the way. He's an archangel. And the leader had to make of this. All the angels.
And this is what's stressing you out. Well, first of all, that looks like a first grader did it. So
there you go. Oh, come on.
So at least there's guys good. The teachers were never going to suggest.
He did make the sword.
Were you trying to deceive the teacher? Like,
stop it. I was drinking a beer. Wait, I mean, don't you judge
okay,
me.
Here's my question, though. Why would you even do this?
Like, because he had to have it all done. Like, what's more important? Is it more important that he does his art project for the thing? Or is it more important that he does the schoolwork? Like, that's where I prioritize.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so, you know, let's say it doesn't come out looking quite as good as that one. But let's say he gets a bad grade on the project. Who cares? Like, I mean, this is his work he's supposed to do. He should be doing the work, no?
Okay, no. Because my kids fail, I fail, right? And I don't fail.
Andy.
I have to ask this question, too. I mean, so does the teacher, do you think the teacher expects you to do some of the work? Or does the teacher expect a first grader to get all this stuff done?
Listen, Leonard's teacher is amazing, and she knows me.
Okay.
So, yes, she's probably listening right now, like, of course you did Leonard's project last night. That's not what you were supposed to. So she's probably not thrilled with me right now, but she had to know this was coming. It's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we're blaming her. Andy, my name is Andy Summers, and I'm blaming Leonard.
215-263-6700.
But, like, okay, so the worst-case scenario, he gets, like, a Q or something. Because first graders don't actually.
I know, they don't really.
Like,
right.
They
fails but they put him up in the hall. Everybody's going to see.
Who cares?
My kid.
So 215-263-6700. Should mom do the project, or should Leonard, the first grader, do the project?
Yes, it's his schoolwork.
It's a lot of work. It was so much work to do.
Come on.
It was a lot of work.
And now look how stressed you are. Who wins out of this? 215-263-6700. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Lisa. Yes, I think it's crazy the work that they gave, and I think you were totally right for doing the work.
It's Leonard's project. Like, what are you teaching him that you're just doing his work for him?
But it was a simple project. She was helping him and assisting him.
If it was so simple, then a first grader could do it pretty easily, right?
Here's exactly what I'm teaching him, that when he looks at someone in charge and bats those adorable little eyes at
right.
them,
look, that is a life learning skill.
He will get out of everything,
absolutely.
Right?
My God, I'm living proof. I'm still standing. You're right, Andy. You know what? You did the right thing.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Love your show.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
All right, my name's Matt. I think the kid should do the project because then, you know, then the kid won't be able to learn and he won't get a sense of responsibility if he doesn't do the project.
There you go, first grade.
How many kids do you have, Matt?
I don't have any kids yet.
Right on. So we know best, Matt. Matt, we know best. Armchair parenting, Matt. I love it.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is Carol.
Hey, Carol. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Andy. I'm sorry. Bottom line is I'm a school teacher in Philadelphia. I think it's more important that they know their sight words and do their homework and do all that. And if it's a simple project that mom can help with, and they don't want to be embarrassed. The kids don't want to be embarrassed without not having their stuff done.
And more importantly, I don't want to be embarrassed that my kid didn't have his stuff done.
I agree, 100%.
Awesome. Carol, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Good show.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, it's Jean. So my son is now 33, and I took control of every project from 1st to 12th grade.
So how'd that work out for him?
I'm pretty much an enabler of a mom.
Hey, Mom, I got my taxes due. Can you do them for me?
I'm definitely an enabler with Italian mom with one kid.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
God bless them.
Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Don't worry, Jean. 33. They're so cute at that age. How about our other kid?
At least she knows it, though. I mean, you know.